Blog Talk Radio.
Prepare yourselves for mass arrest, bloodshed, stun guns, civil disobedience, and maximum security resettlement facilities for political dissidents.
Take your guns up, time to blow it up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
Grip, drop, fist fight, vilify, different tribe. Ready, aim, fire, light, another stick of dynamite. Drone spies, genocide, end time, attack a lot. Fukushima, ignite, stack up on the eyes. That's knocked down, black out, trying to get us mapped out. Special forces on the front, some are telepathic. Back door, gadgets, trap us down in shackles. It will never happen, cause I'm collecting maps and
get your guns up. Time to blow it up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
Open the doctrine, take a look to the bottom. A product of our consciousness, wake up and get modern. Or will it be infected with the plague of bubonic? About to give your asses all the major colonic. This conscience that makes you haters astonished. With knowledge like a scholar in the spirit of Joplin. Obnoxious, I'm playing games as a soccer. Ironic with the chronicle, I'm a lyrical monster. Cock my revolver, forever solving. And if you got a comfort with my interest, pin the donkey. They say platonic, cause you do not stick. The diagnosis on the masses are revolving. Agenda 21's on, we're not the right wing. Go try recruiting us all and try to profit. This is my conquering song, check the synopsis. They're philosophically depleted and agnostic. Out of stage, army base, DSA, pepper spray, fire weapons, all used on the beta race. Keep it safe, the world trade, it will save. Double agents in our face, television's a disgrace. Stupid by the CIA, more milk, sword, boo. The price you paid for the truth, shoot, shoot, stack, boot. The constitution is the root, boom, boom, ground crew. Another trooper flies a group, get your broom, call it street. Cooper film the fool's moon.
Get your guns up, time to blow it up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
Airborne virus, get yourself a license. Seismic seizures, breathing in the ether. Dengue fever, sending us diseases. Waterboard the generals, they give us all a reason. Hostile fugitive, locking up the Nubians. Body bag the dubious, tapping rack until you win. Not fit, toxic, levels up atomic. Suck up on artillery, get prepared to pop it.
Get your guns up, time to blow it up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
And we are live. That was Get Your Guns Up by Zsa Zsa. Let's see. Tonight, joining me is my lovely co-host, Hope. Hello, Hope. How are you?
Hello, I'm very well. How are you? Oh, groovy. I don't need to ask. I'm sorry. I shouldn't ask.
You can ask. I like when you
How
ask.
Are you?
I'm
How are you tonight? I know.
Tonight is Common Sense for Dummies, Moon Landing. So many questions, so little answers. Was it faked or was it real? You'll soon find out on tonight's episode of Common Sense.
I told you we were going to be those twins here. Let us share some information with you tonight.
I tell you, you know, I appreciate you so much. You have, You light up my life.
I'm sure I do like a bomb.
You are an amazing woman, I tell ya. And I thought I was like the queen of, well, mine is just nonsensical information, because I used to tell everybody, if you're ever on Cash Cab, use me as your mobile shout out. I'm full of useless information. And I don't know. I'll hear something and I just retain all this information, whether it's pertinent or not. You know, so
yes.
That's how I've been designed. Thank you, God. So,
Thank you. That's
right. So tonight, tonight's show is, if not, I don't believe that we ever went to the moon. Okay. Too many, common sense tells you that we never made it there. It was July 20th, 1969. There was, a space race going on. It was during the Cold War. We had to have the boogeyman, which was Russia at the time. So we were competing against them, and it just, too many things.
Can we start with NASA being started by Operation Paperclip, and them whitewashing all the crimes of the German scientists that they brought over, and Russia got some of the scientists, and then kaboom, now we have a space race, and first one to the moon wins.
Oh, exactly.
They needed somewhere for the money to go after the war. They had nowhere.
Oh,
they had nothing else to make.
You betcha. And I do believe, I honestly believe that NASA, too, is just a money laundering scheme. The amount of money that is given to NASA yearly, getting my notes.
$24 billion in 2022.
Right.
And that's pretty much normal. But the space station is another $77 billion on top of that. Hold on, wait, it's right here. Where did it go? Oh no, so wait, hold on, wait, no, some taxes, da da da. The upwards of $72.7 billion since the start of 1984, which is vastly greater than they expected. No doubt.
Yeah, because their budget is kind of funky. Obviously, a woman does not keep their bank records, because women know exactly where every cent is spent. I'll tell you that. In 2021, total government expenditure on space programs was $54.59 billion. Okay, that, mind you, that was 2021. Then in 2022, as you said, it went down to $24 billion. Now, in 2023, there was an 8% increase, so that brought it up to $26 billion. And if there are all these space programs, I didn't get the income for the expenditure for 2024. Of course, we just started, too, so... I'm sure it would be a guesstimation anyhow, and very much padded. But my question is, if there's all these space programs, why aren't they giving us updates daily on them? We'll hear periodically, we sent a rover to the moon, wink, wink, and stuff like that. But we haven't been to the moon. And how convenient is that? Go ahead, Henry.
No, it's very convenient. It's a lot of money that they can just move around. And then, what was it, 12 years ago, the ABC Action News did a report about all the stuff that they lose. And it's what? All computers, it's cameras, all this technical equipment that they just up and lose. And they say, oh, well, we'll just do a better job. We have to do a better job. We want to do a better job. You can't get somebody in to monitor your equipment? Like, why are you losing all this stuff? Just like they say they lost all this stuff to get to the moon, the technology, the greatest achievement of mankind. Oh, we just lost it. Sorry, can't get back. 2024, but we can't go back there. Nope.
Wait. We don't have the technology to go back to. Okay.
No, the Artemis program is doing a probe on the Van Allen belt. They have to find out how to safely get people through this. Or did you just tell people that you never actually got through it? The scientists said in the YouTube video.
Exactly. Yes. Which is so crazy. And I'm not a scientist, okay? I just play one on the radio show. But it is crazy because the Van Allen, you're right about the radiation belt. And there is no way that we could have gone through that with a rocket and the astronauts. It would have been lethal to them.
To the equipment?
Huh?
To all the equipment?
Yeah.
They're not going to have any technical trouble in the 60s. The first time they try, it goes off without a hitch.
Well, because they were so technically advanced back in 1969 as opposed to 2024. Hope, don't make me laugh my ass off
I can't promise that though.
This is all common sense. All of this is common sense. And let alone the tape that it was videotaped on, it would have been destroyed in, you know, going through the same Van Allen radiation belt.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, but they conveniently, okay, this is their story, and we've heard so many different stories coming from them, is that it was put on VHS tape. Okay. So, allegedly, they only had one copy of it. And I've heard a couple of different stories. Now, one, somebody taped over it. Needless to say, we all have to pull that little tab on the VHS cassette, and then it
gets some scotch tape. Just put the scotch tape over it, and you can record over whatever's there.
Okay.
That was the trick, scotch tape.
So that's the first story, is that it was recorded over. Then the second story was that it got stolen, so they don't know what happened to it. Now, why wouldn't that be in some type of a vault? You know, to protect it from theft?
Well, why would they want to do that? Then there's no convenient story for, oops, sorry, it's gone.
lies, more lies. It is so, so funny. And I've been to the Nixon Library, okay? So I've seen firsthand reports, wink, wink. You know, still shots and stuff like that of this. And you brought up a good point earlier. as far as who did, like, the zooming in and stuff on this when they were taking video of this landing? Really, truly, who zoomed in? It's kind of like, you know, when the Lona first of all hit, the coronavirus.
Yes.
You know, CCTVs, you've seen Chinese people walking down the street and then all of a sudden they'll keel over in the street and die, but CCTV zoomed in on it. Well, CCTV does not work that way. Okay, it does not zoom in. And, but back in 69, they had the capability of doing it. It was magic, you know, with possibly
taking off and heading back to Earth, too. Yep. That camera followed them all the way up, and I feel sorry for the guy they left behind, to tell you the truth.
Exactly. And you know, the shadows don't match up. The shadows would be going in one direction, whether it was illuminated by the sun and or the moon itself, which that's another thing. Why was it the dark side of the moon? It would still illuminate to a certain degree on both sides. And now, okay, now really, so the moon is only two-sided, it's not round? That's another question to ask.
Yes.
There's a dark side and a luminous side. So, what does common sense?
What is illuminating? It's sand, like moon dust or whatever, so it's luminescent? Because how is a rock glowing?
Silly girl, it is the man on the moon.
Oh, did you see that creature in that video? Did I send that to you? Like there's some like this big looking head thing behind the moon. Someone shared. I'm like, oh no.
Oh my god.
Like, what is going on?
Oh my god.
I can't anymore.
It is so crazy, but they expect us to believe this. You know, they create this narrative, which it definitely was a narrative because, like I said, this was during the Cold War, and we were very much in competition with the Soviet Union, and we had to get that one-up on them, and or a lie about one-up on them. And
that's right.
It's just, you know, it's just such a lie. And in the videos, you know, because they did take a lot of training video before they allegedly sent the crew up to the moon. And that is the same video you will see over and over in the landing of the moon or the alleged landing of the moon. And it just, none of it makes sense at all. And the movement in the training videos, you know, you have them bouncing up and down, kind of like they're on trampolines.
Or in water. Have you ever seen the ones where they've got, it looks like a little water bubble going across the screen? There's some good footage out there. Yeah, no, there's some good footage.
Well, then they have, you know, more of the movement. You know, it's in, they're going really super duper slow and then fast in some of the video. The video that, the video that no longer exists. Okay.
There's lots of those.
So this is the place that you have to, you know, point out and keep pointing out to people.
Yeah.
And then there were, now, there were only, What one step for man, one giant leap for mankind. That was a quote from Neil Armstrong. And and I tell you, now if he's the one that said that, so he was basically the chief. He was in charge of the operation. And why were there only two photographs of him? That was it when he was on the moon. And all the photographs they allegedly took, so much of this is allegedly, and I'm doing finger quotes.
Yeah.
air quotes.
You know, they've only shown less than 20 still pictures. Less than 20 still pictures. Now, wouldn't you think that they would have hundreds and hundreds and possibly thousands of photographs if this really, truly happened?
Well, I think so, but you know how my brain works. So to me, that would just make sense. You'd want to show it, yeah.
I think.
Yeah, again, that would be common sense. Yeah, yeah.
See, I asked my mom, because my mom is definitely does not agree with the way my brain works at all. We have many disagreements, we'll say. I asked her about the moon landing, and she says, you know, when it happened, we all believed it 100%. Like, you know, she was a kid, right? It was like, oh, my God, look at this. She goes, but as it got older, none of it made sense to her even. So, you know, this is from a woman that, you know, will watch CNN. I'm sorry, but, oh, this is my mom. I love her. But she doesn't believe they went to the moon. She does not. She does not believe they went. So I find that quite interesting that, you know, there are people out there that, you know, who actually believes we went to the moon and who didn't, who just says that they do because, well, that's the thing you have to say. You know, you can't say you don't think that because, well, you know, you'd get ostracized from everyone and everything.
A lot of people really want to have some kind of hope, okay? And they would hope that our government is telling the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's too many facts that say other than that. There's too many operations, you know, such as you had mentioned Operation Paperclip, you know, Operation Northwood, trying to start a war and blame it on something that we are the ones that were responsible for. You know, the CIA is notorious for false flags. Look what they were doing with that Gretchen Whitmer in, where is she from?
Michigan?
Michigan,
right? Michigan,
yeah. Yes. And, you know, they planned to kidnap her. And blame it on MAGA people, you know, Trump people. Oh, my
bad
God.
MAGA.
Bad MAGA. Bad MAGA.
MAGA.
Yes. You. Take your red ballpark cat and sit in the corner. And
I know.
Now. But this is so ridiculous. So ridiculous. But just the fact that in 69 they had the technology to send man to the moon, you know, gosh, do you know how thick the walls of that space shuttle would have to be in order for it not to be affected by the radiation of the Allen belt?
Well,
I think it was like 11 feet. So let alone trying to get that
Try to get that up with all that weight.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah. No, just crazy.
What was
crazy,
the phone
crazy.
Call that got me? That was some kind of cell phone going on back then.
Okay.
Because I know you.
Okay, let's see. I'm kind of dating myself. Okay, now, I believe in 69, I believe that we still had a party line in 69. So those of you not familiar with what a party line was, is that you'd have a landline telephone, and people are going, landline phones? What are those? And yeah, like rotary phones, push button phones.
Yeah.
And
they made them last back then. We had a house fire, and the phone was melted down the wall, and it still rang when we were in there looking around after the fire.
Oh my God.
How are you gonna pick up the phone? Sorry, can't talk. It's melted. Oh, freak. Sorry, I know that's off topic, but I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
They made things to last back then. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true. But people had party lines back in the day. And
that's right.
So
yeah.
It would be one phone line, but there were like three phone numbers connected to the one phone line. But each person had different phone numbers, but they were connected into one, if I'm making any sense.
You are.
A had a phone number, B had a phone number, C had a phone number, but when you put them all together into the one phone line, they connected to each other. But each person had their own phone number. But if A was talking on the phone, then B would have to, like, pick up their receiver and say, excuse me, I have an emergency call that I have to make. Can you please hang up? And you'd hang up, you know, courtesy.
That's right.
And it was total crazy. But I remember when we actually got our own phone line, we didn't have to share it with anybody else, and that was quite exciting times. So I'd call my friend's house, and if their phone was busy, I'd call the operator and say, operator, I have an emergency. I need to get through to We did that all the time to each other. Our parents didn't like it when they were on the phone and we interrupted them, but, oh, well, shit happens.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to talk to you now. Yeah. I need a quarter for some chips.
Yeah, what was Eva's emergency? Oh, she wanted to know what I was going to wear to school tomorrow.
No, it was too. Oh, we were bad kids.
Oh, my gosh. Back to the phone call. I was reading up on it today, and they were saying they're trying to convince you that they were using different satellites. That's one thing I didn't check up on.
Operation High Jump, the satellites in the air, all the helium that NASA buys, that?
Okay. But what year did they come out with that?
Oh, the High Jump was, oh my God, that was, I don't even know the year anymore yet. Oh, geez, look at you asking me for facts. Now, come on. Oh, the helium, but NASA buys the most helium, like, they have a massive helium budget, massive.
Okay, yeah,
that's where a lot of the money goes.
I get that. My question was High Jump year. gave me somebody.
I know.
1946 to 1947. Okay. So 1 year.
46 to 47.
Yeah. 1 year they did that. So in that 1 year, they allegedly had satellites going all over the world so that they could make the phone call.
It was up in Antarctica. They had, because the, you know, the Germans were all up in there too. So, like, I mean,
you know, it would have been pretty epic if somebody would have answered that call and said, "This is the number you reached is out of service at this time." Yes, there is no new number.
Yeah.
Straight call again later.
Star 6-9, maybe you can call back.
Okay, and then here it is. Let's fast forward to 2024, and we can't even get to cell service with all the satellites out there.
I can't get it going down the highway from where I am. 45 minutes, it's a dead zone. You get it for 5-minute drive, then the phone, there's no connection. But they can get it from the Hubble telescope, like 100 billion miles away? Come on. Without interruption? How is this?
Well, come on, silly girl. Of course they can. It's the government we're talking about.
The government. Oh, we're from the government. We're here to help. Oh, my goodness me.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's another food for thought there is the phone call. And just so many, excuse me, so many things that just, you know, like I said, so many questions, so little answer. And it is crazy that, that, you know, they're trying to sell us this lie. And they did, because a lot of people bought it because it was, because they had everybody convinced that the boogeyman was the Soviet Union and we had to be in a war with them about anything and everything. Which is,
well, they do it so they can move money around. They have, they have to have something for billions of dollars to go out the door so they can have it come right back in to their pocketbook. Because they're all they're all loaded.
And the only people that are suffering are we the people, you know, the taxpayers. Because technically,
like,
it's our money.
Why do they have any business spending money on all this space programs when there is so much that they're saying poverty and all this problems going on in the world? Don't you think that money could be spent to the humans on the planet still now today instead of taking pictures or supposed pictures?
Common sense would tell you, exactly, you're correct. But that's not an excuse, and they can't funnel the money back to themselves if it was going out to, say, the homeless. Because they would definitely have to house the homeless, and they'd have to be accountable for the monies that they spent. Now, this way, when they're doing it through the space program, it's just a money laundering scheme, just like it is with, I don't know, let's say Ukraine. Let's say, Hunter Biden in his painting. That is so funny, but it's funny to a point, but then it's not funny how, it's funny how gullible people are.
Yeah, I think it's madness. It becomes, you just, it's out and out madness what's been allowed to happen, what's gone on. If the government, if you believe the government's going to lie to you about, you know, something as big as the moon landing or anything else, why do you believe one word that comes out of anyone's mouth?
Exactly.
How can you support any of them? If you believe that they lie, then they all know because they're all in it and they've been in it for years. It's not like it's a bunch of new people.
Because it's not. It's not a bunch of newbies. You know, and
no, it's not.
And another is common sense. Question this. You know, you have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just like saying her name that way.
Like I know you do. I know you do. I wait for you to say it. I know.
I just use her as an example for a lot of stuff. And but you have her who's been in Congress not even quite 4 years, and she went into Congress broke. She was broke little actress / bartender, and with definite debt, you know, school debt, and now she's worth like $13 million. How can that possibly be if she's not greasing
her
palms?
Because Pelosi told everybody, even a glass of water could get elected in her district if it had a D by its name. They didn't pull no punches. They told you who they were putting in.
And for sure, because they had open auditions. And her brother was the one that submitted her video. And bada bing, bada boom, she won. And look at that. You know, she's a radical. She's for the people. You know, she wants change. She wants to hold these
Well, didn't
you know,
she do a sit-in in Pelosi's office? Sorry, excuse me.
I'm sorry?
Like, didn't she have some kind of sit-in in Pelosi's office when she first got there?
Oh, yeah.
Like, didn't she make waves that... And then she got freaked out about January 6th when the grandma went walking through the Capitol? Oh, yeah.
There was a lot of friction now. Okay, this was before January 6th. And so apparently they pulled Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to the side and had a little talk with her and reprimanded her and told her, hey, you know what? You got to play by this way or else we're going to sink your ship. We're just going to cut your sail, girly girl, and you're going to be SOL. So, of course, what are you going to do in that type of a situation? Well, I know what I would do. You know, I would either, you know, definitely I would expose them and I would still remain in office because I'd be one of the grand whistleblowers. But I would, I would take video. I would record conversations. I would do everything that all these people do that are blackmailers. And that's you know, they have the goods on her. But I think in her case, her particular case, that she was so new at all this and so stupid, blatantly stupid, that they could hold that against her. And she fell for it, hook, line, and sinker, and she just adored Bernie Sanders. You know, she put him on a doggone pedestal, and he could do no wrong. But, you know, Bernie, ha, 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 Bernie supporters, you know, Bernie burned you. He burned you. And what for? Dude has never, ever had a friggin' job, you know. A 9-to-5er probably didn't have a paper route, you know? He wasn't a paper boy. And to be a lifer, to be a career politician, and he has four houses, multi-million dollar homes, four of them.
Yep.
Okay, if he is this guy who, again, are, he's for the people, he's a socialist, he got married in Russia, and, you know, he's all for people. Common sense, people. Think about it. What is wrong with this picture? And so many people believe all these lies. And truly, the people that actually voted for, I mean, there's no way on God's green earth that Joe, I can't complete a sentence, Biden got 81 million votes. No way. But there are a few people. Well, I'll give them credit on a million votes, okay? But those million people, the people that actually voted for him, you're idiots. You're idiots. You don't see the destruction he has caused. Look at our economy. Our economy was worse when Trump was in office. Bullshit. I call bullshit, bullshit, bullshit.
Yeah, and that is bullshit. The economy is bad everywhere. It got tanked across the world.
It got tanked because it's all part of the plan. Trump was going against the grain, and he would not comply to their demands. You know, he charged China tariffs and. And, of course, everybody thought that was a fate worse than death. And it's like, we pay tariffs to China. Why doesn't China have to pay us? Again, common sense. Common sense. Why are we giving Ukraine billions of dollars to protect their borders when our borders are not protected? Common sense, people.
Because we're not allowed to be proud of our countries, our countrymen. We're not allowed to be, you know. That's a rule, apparently now.
Everybody wants to come over here. I mean, it does. Correct me if I'm wrong. Canada has open borders also, correct?
It's not so much open borders, what they're using. Well, they say they're using the temporary foreign workers program, but they're using the international mobility program. So no labor market assessment needs to be done. So it's just a free-for-all. They just they go and they say, we want to hire you. Yep, come. If we want to hire you. Yep, come. Doesn't matter what sector, what job they get, they apply for or anything. They just come. Yep. It's quite the program.
They take precedence.
And you have it, and the UK has it too.
They take precedence over the actual citizens then, correct?
Well, yeah, because they get a kickback from the government. They don't have to pay full minimum wage. They get a subsidy from the government itself. So it's all the better for business.
Which makes sense.
And then they get to bring their spouses or their common law partner with them.
Uh-huh, because, that makes sense. Because, again, they're doing shady stuff with the taxpayers' money, and taxpayer is not going to see even a fraction of that money. It's just
the money's
going
out.
Definitely.
Well, the tax here was supposed to be temporary, a temporary war tax. We're over 150 years in that one.
Well,
the income tax.
Hope. I think you're being a little too critical. 150 years is not that long. Come on.
It's not that long. I'm sorry. No, we should pay more longer. They need more money. Well, see, but people don't understand. It's like, I'm going to get way off topic now. You got to be talking about taxes. Oh, because pharma pays 90% towards Health Canada now. Everyone thinks it's our taxes, so they have a say what's going on in healthcare. No, you don't. Pharma does now. those who pay the bills get to call the shots. That's what you're saying, right? Well, go talk to pharma about your health care, because that's who runs it in Canada.
It's a big smoke screen. Of this is an illusion. You know, it counts times countless times George Carlin would speak about the illusions. And it's true. It's put on, it's magic put on by a magi. And it's to hoodwink all the people. Like we had discussed before, you know, people are paying attention to the left hand while the right hand is doing shady deals. You know, my question is that, okay, we have this fairly new piece of, I mean, Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who is a real piece of work. As soon as the first time that I saw him when he was announced as Speaker, and then he's quoting the Bible and stuff like that. Well, who else knows the Bible? And I'm not saying that he's the Antichrist, but who else can recite the Bible the way that Mike Johnson did? Satanist, the devil, you know, so another common sense tells you. As soon as I heard him and I saw him, I didn't like him. There was something, I have this seventh sense about me. And I can tell when people are definitely shady. And he has done absolutely nothing for the United States except for sink us in deeper and deeper and deeper. He could have shut down the government. We could have had our border shut down. Did he do that? No, he didn't do that. Why? Because he is a swamp dweller also. He swims.
Well, how quickly, like after how, like the fight down there for your speaker was, you know, it got quite nasty, and the speed at which everyone said, okay, let's have him, it didn't give anybody pause. You didn't question that a little bit?
Look,
well, I know you did, but other people, like, you know, that would have done it for me.
We had McCarthy, who was definitely on the take, okay, and Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. And people were just like, when are we going to get a speaker? When are we going to get a speaker? When are we going to get a speaker? And I don't even think they vetted Mike Johnson, to be honest with you. And if they did a piss poor job of it, because he has been nothing but detrimental to the United States and we the people.
Well, weren't people
of.
Calling for, was it Johnson? Is that who people wanted as speaker?
No,
or Jim Jordan.
Somebody
said Jim Jordan, right? Yeah,
they wanted Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan.
Yeah, but allegedly, again, you know, they wouldn't have got the votes for Jim Jordan because, again, Jim Jordan was going to go against the grain. So
yeah.
They should have ran him anyhow. Excuse me, they did, as a matter of fact. He came up short on the vote. But that was due to the rhinos that were voting. Republicans in name only. And definitely our whole government needs to be revamped. Major R&R. Remove and replace. And because this has gotten to the point where I honestly hope, I don't know if we have a point of return.
That's what I wonder a lot. Like, that's my biggest worry right now, is it's gone too far with all the digital things coming up and everything else. I mean,
well,
and money.
For sure.
Like the moon landing, the space program, all that stuff. It's a perfect example of, like, where is the audits on all this money going out the door? Budgets. Like, you can't budget your money better. You really need a space program. Like, is that the focus? That's what we need to achieve right now. Is you know, having people float around up there or getting to Mars or whatever it is. Like, we really got to worry about populating another planet when you're saying, well, first there's too many people. Then we're not making enough babies for replacement. So let's go to Mars and, you know, make some babies up there. Mr. Musk, I sent him a message on Twitter today before the show. Yes, I did. And asked him some questions. Mm-hmm. He can call if he'd like. I'd love to speak to the man.
Elon Musk, if you are listening to this show, the phone number is 319-527-6092. Again, 319-527-6092. Please press 1, and we'll get you in the studio ASAP. And if there are any other listeners out there besides Elon, like he doesn't have anything better to do at this time.
I know, they're listening on.
You know, hey, Gavin Newsom, give us a call, 319-527-6092. But if there are any listeners that would like to chime into this show, you're more than welcome. Again, 319-527-6092, and we'll bring you into the studio. But let's get back to the moon landing.
Yes, let's go back.
Reverse course.
Okay, I came across this little video snippet of Buzz Aldrin. I tell you, that guy was creepy, man. He was a creeper. Just my
they
personal.
They all seem to be.
So Buzz is doing an interview with a 8-year-old girl, and I wrote down the interview verbatim, and it's pretty short, so people be patient with me. Little girl, why hasn't anybody been to the moon in such a long time? Buzz, that's not a 8-year-old question. That's my question. I want to know, but I think I know, because we didn't go there. And that's the way it happened. And if it didn't happen, it's nice to know why it didn't happen. And so in the future, if we want to keep doing something, we need to know why something stopped in the past. We wanted to keep it going. Money is a good thing. And that was it. Yeah.
Oh my.
Was he on drugs? I don't know. I don't know. But what very odd words to come out of Buzz Aldrin's mouth, a man who allegedly went up to the moon on July 20th, 1969. You know, I would question those words hard and heavy because it is worth questioning. You know, it's just crazy, crazy, crazy. And then let's get back to Neil Armstrong. You know, like I mentioned earlier, out of all the photos that they took, there's only two photographs of Neil Armstrong. There's one that is kind of faded out because allegedly the camera was strapped to the shuttle. Okay, so it's a picture that was taken at quite a distance, and then there's one of him standing, and you can see his full body in that one, or allegedly his full body. And why weren't there more photographs? Very, very odd to me. Very odd. And then in another photograph, you see the shuttle there, and somebody, let's say hypothetically that this did not happen, okay, and somebody forgot to put a burn mark crater under the over 10,000 pound engine. So when the engine was either started or when it landed, there would have been a crater there. And there was no crater, no burn mark whatsoever. I don't know. I'm just, my common sense just goes crazy over this. Crazy common sense.
I know. The tinfoil looking stuff, and oh my goodness, the condition of that thing that they said landed on the moon. I'm blown away. It looks like a treehouse that was put together with duct tape and, you know, some saran wrap and bits and pieces of glue. I can't see it. I it just doesn't compute in my head that this is the technology that made it to the moon in 69 and we don't have it today.
I know.
I can't process that.
We had mentioned, you know, we'd mentioned that the VHS tape was either stolen or taped over, and they still haven't decided, you know, which story narrative to use there. And but so many questions that I want answers to. Okay, and I know it's been a billion years since the moon landing, but still, I mean, my goodness gracious, they can't come up with a straight answer for any of this.
Well, no, it's money. See,
no straight
answer. No, it's just about money. Like in the 2022 budget, so the $24 billion budget, the U.S. spends more on the space program than China, France, Russia, Japan, Germany, India, Italy, and the UK, South Korea, and the EU combined.
Yeah, you got
54.5 billion.
That is the same article that I was reading where I got my numbers from.
You got that there?
Yeah, that's the one.
Isn't that something, that one?
Right.
You're doing it for climate change? Because climate change. You need the space program because that's the first one, too, is climate change.
Well, like, of course. Come on. Hope, again, you're being such a silly girl and so critical.
I'm sorry. But if you go on the NASA site, the NASA says that we're going into a global cooling for 2030. So all these little green initiative programs that they have, well, NASA says that the sun's going to cool down anyway, so don't worry about it. Okay, so, like, are they lying or aren't they? I'm looking at it right now. It says,
you know,
global cooling, NOAA and NASA confirm it. Like, come on.
Global
boiling, according to the people down here?
If I'm not mistaken, it is, and that would make sense, okay, because of what I'm going to tell you in a second here. Okay, because if NASA is in cahoots, I don't know, with Farmer Bill Gates and, blocking out the moon, so definitely that would make sense because I hear that that's on the table again, and they're going to do that. And another thing.
Well, there's a company called SpokeX, not SpaceX. It's Spoke, S-P-O-M, and they apparently already started with that spray dust in the air. I'll have to look for the article again. It's somewhere, but they're already doing it. And you know when they say that they're going to do it, you know that they've probably done it somewhere already. They're just 100%. Announcing it now because they got caught or someone's going to out them. That's the only reason all their little pet projects come out. Like dang mosquitoes.
It's crazy because God designed this world perfectly. Okay, it was a perfect world that he designed. Okay, and even life and death, even balance, okay, because you have a life that's born, you have a life that dies, even balance, mm-hmm. okay, and it's all by God. God made, this was such a well-oiled machine that God designed and created, and we have just destroyed it. Destroyed it. We have slapped God in the face by allowing.
Well, if we're cold, we needed a coder. That's so. Like if we're cold,
oh,
if they're saying we're cold, then somebody needed to write the code. For all you scientists out there, it wasn't the Big Bang that did it. Somebody actually had to write it. So who do you think it was? A piece of dust
exactly.
that you know, smashed into another one? No, you can't have it both ways. You can't.
Exactly. Charles Darwin on his deathbed allegedly
recanted.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yes, recanted everything. Said that it was a lie
yep.
that he was pushing.
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
and so, what does that tell you? I mean, there is, and another thing is, what came first, truly, the chicken or the egg?
Yep.
Good question to ask.
Well, if the species evolved, why are they still here? The Cro-Magnon man and everyone else that we seem to evolve from, they all disappeared, but the monkeys just stopped evolving and we kept going? It makes
exactly.
no sense on the evolutionary chart.
Exactly.
None whatsoever. They shouldn't be here.
Yeah, you're
no.
100% correct. I'm not going to argue with you on that whatsoever
no.
because
no.
I have no argument. And I have
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of common sense. I tell you, that's one thing
yes.
God did bless me with. And so it is crazy because you have, you know, Pinky in the brain and because they were both insane. You know, one was a genius and one was insane and however the little song goes. But definitely, I always thought of it to be Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci as Pinky in the brain.
Yeah.
And, but definitely, definitely insane people. And what they want to do, you know, everybody wants to rule the world. And it's crazy. These people are trying to compete with God. Well, there is no competition, period. No ifs, ands, or buts. I mean, God could just, like, flick his finger and you'd be gone, Bill Gates. Any one of you people. And I've said it a million times already, give or take once or twice. You know, there'll be no do-overs on Judgment Day. So everybody
no.
that is committing crimes against humanity, shame on you. Shame on you because I don't know, you're going to be doing a lot of backpedaling on Judgment Day. It's going to be absolutely no good. No good. Because God knows exactly what is in your heart. And all those hundreds and millions of people that, you know, put Margaret Sanger, you know, Mrs. Queen of Abortion, up on
Before
a pedestal and stuff, you know, shame on you. Shame on you, shame on you women. There was a few actresses that I had heard, I saw snippets of, that were thankful for their abortions or else they wouldn't have a career. Oh my gosh. So you murder an innocent person and just to bolster your career? What kind of person
yeah.
does that?
Well, they put
what?
It out as but because it was a status to say that you had an abortion and you reported the woman's right to choose. Well, it's not the woman's body. You don't grow 10
what?
Extra fingers and 10 extra toes. And if you're having a boy, you don't grow yourself a set. You grow the set inside, but it's not yours.
Right.
So,
that's
a big one for me. And then I've had my pregnancy issues, so I've seen a whole other side. We talked about that, but people have to finally, we need an audit, a full audit of all the governments around the world.
100%.
Where the money is actually going. Like it's our money that we're giving to them. It's not their money. They didn't make it themselves. We did. They made it off our backs. So we have a right to question every single, down to the penny. Down to the penny, we have a right to know where it is in all these programs.
That's why I said.
Why does it cost $100,000 for a tape recorder in NASA?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now you got me started, girl. You're recharging the battery there. Okay. $1,000 on an Allen wrench. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So what is an Allen wrench? It's a hexagon tip that goes into a hexagon. Okay, that would be, the Allen wrench itself would be the male part, and then the female part would be the screw. And,
okay.
How convenient.
I'm not going to say nothing.
You nasty girl. But thinking about that is $1,000. Oh my gosh. When you can go to Harbor Freight and buy a thousand of them for $1,000, okay. And sure, they're not the best quality from Harbor Freight, but they'll do you in a pinch. My goodness gracious. It's not a torque wrench, so you don't have any torque on it per se. And but that's okay. $1,000 on an Allen wrench. Okay,
the things they lost handheld Motorola radios. They were worth $50,000. They lost five of them. They were worth $50,000 each radio, each Motorola handheld radio. $50,000. They lost five. And this was 12 years ago.
So $250,000. Again, come on. I think you're being a little too critical. You know.
I want to know what kind of Motorola freaking radios they're using. Like,
I mean, with
can
the
we see
FM like... transistor, where you could have got it. You could have got it at Radio Shack for $10.
Probably.
That does sound familiar. I do believe that I heard that before. And how about $800?
It's like the movie Armageddon. Do you remember when they put together those space machines and he's in there throwing crap out? Like, it's like $20,000 just for this piece of equipment and he pitches it out of the machine because none of it will work.
Again, life imitates art. Predictive
art.
Programming.
Yeah.
So what you saw in Armageddon was probably correct. You know, but this is what I find kind of, well, so much of this is comical but not funny. It's ridiculous.
And I know. It is ridiculous. That's what it is.
A toilet seat, which is more material than an Allen wrench, but the toilet seat costs $800. I don't know. I think you can go down to the Walmart and pick one up for what, $10, if that.
You can't even get the ones with padding.
Mine
they got the little, you know, the soft ones too.
Oh my God.
Give us a list, we'll be right back. You realize how much bacteria that a toilet seat collects to begin with, and then to have it made of that vinyl crap, and then oh my goodness, if you get a rip in that, how much more bacteria is built up, and then you have that near your woohoo, and oh my goodness gracious, really people, does that make any sense? Common sense tells you don't get one of those padded freaking toilet seats. They may be comfy and all, but doggone it, you have to scrub those things every single day. Okay?
Yeah.
And it just doesn't so much of this doesn't make sense to me because common sense can't to compute with the stupidity that we have to endure daily. And why are we enduring this? Because we are allowing this to happen. Why aren't we protesting in the streets? Why aren't the J6 political prisoners still in jail? Why are they still in jail and or prison and they aren't broke out by now? I'm not promoting violence of any kind. Okay, so let's get that clear. And if the station goes dead, I want to thank the NSA, CIA, FBI in advance. Thank you for your patronage.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, this is crazy stuff. It is so hard for me because I do go to protests. I go to protests. I go to rallies. I go to congressional meetings, but no, I don't do that. I'd be a liar, liar, pants on fire. But local board meetings and stuff like that. I go to these things. I voice my opinion. I make my presence be known. And people, you have to do that. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. Firm believer in that. And another thing that I have said a million times or more, or less, is they can't arrest us all. It's just a bully technique that they are using on us. You don't
think that's what they do online too. I think they pay people to scare people online or to troll them or to say whatever it is that they want them to say, you know, to feed the information. And whether they believe it or not, who knows? They're getting a paycheck, so what do they care? But they're terrorizing people, scaring them, and everyone's being quiet.
100%. 100%. They do. Then you got these little, I don't know if they could be provocateurs or possibly bots just saying the same thing, repeating, you know, like Operation Mockingbird online. But because you got these wackos. Somebody sent me a message on a posting that I posted, and they said, you should really take down your bio because you say that, lies devastate, and all I do is see lies, lies, lies. And it's like,
oh, yeah.
Shut the fudgicles up, for one thing, okay? Because, and this is in my mind, and I don't want to get into a pissing contest because sometimes, okay, my tongue can be poisoned, but my heart is pure, okay? And that's the God's honest
truth, I like
okay? Sometimes my...
I like
my,
that one.
My mouth is ahead of me, but really, truly, my heart is pure. And so sometimes I would, could, possibly, more probably, say something that I shouldn't. So I don't like to get into what I call a pissing contest with anybody over something that stupid. So sometimes I'll erase them, and sometimes I won't. But
I can't necessarily say that.
I know you, bad boy.
It all depends on how I wake up in the morning. It's like, oh, what the first post I see, I'm like, oh yeah, okay, here, get this, India. This one might sting a little, but you know, have some coffee.
But I tell you, you know what? And that's another thing but see, I'm sure your heart is pure, Hope. Okay.
It is. My heart is very pure.
Your tongue is poison, just like mine, but our hearts are pure.
Yep. I shared my Madagascar, I like to move it video to, you know, give someone motivation today. I mean, you have to be sweet. I like some people there.
I tell you, you have some excellent stuff and this is one of my mottos. I don't believe that I've used it on air this year. Sharing is caring, with the exception of STDs. And I'm a firm believer in that. So when you are posting something that one person may take it as being critical of them, I'm sure, again, it's that poison talking, that the heart is pure.
The heart is pure, yeah. I'm just telling you all about yourself.
You know, so it's 100%. You know, I love you so much, Hope. You are such an inspiration, and
thank you.
And again, if there are any listeners that would like to call into the show, just even say hi. The phone number is 319-527-6092. I never gave Justin Trudeau Castro a shout out, so we'll give Justin Castro a shout out. Justin, if you want to call into the show, phone number is 319-527-6092. Oh, we would like to have a field day with you. So,
Christina could call in too. We could talk about her grandfather and, you know, the writings that he did for Hitler's paper. That would be good, considering they gave a Nazi a standing ovation in the house. I'd like to ask some questions about that.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. I tell you, that is that's pure insanity to me. Mm-hmm. Pure insanity.
Which brings you back to NASA and the Germans starting the program. Like the Nazis were so bad, why are you believing anything about the moon landing or the space program or the pictures or anything they're showing you? Why?
The
V2 rocket. Like the man who started the space program, it was the V2 rockets. Those were the rockets that he was in charge of. He invented them. They were working underneath the ground to make these things. And was it 5,000 or 9,000 civilians and soldiers in Britain got killed when it got sent over? They didn't even hear it coming, three times the speed of sound. And this is the man that started NASA, the rock that they're so proud of? Why? Where?
Total insanity to me. I wholeheartedly agree with you. And then you have, that Prince Philip, Elizabeth's husband, or should I say buy-in, because his dad was a Nazi. And so you have all these people that truly were Nazis and, you know, not a Trump Nazi, okay? But a dumb Nazi. And we'll call them a George Soros Nazi. And And this is pure insanity. People, you need to learn your history. And I don't mean from these doctored up books that they're, you know, they're erasing the true history and they're doctoring books up and to fit their narrative again, of course. You know, just like with global warming. And it is pure insanity to me that, you know, what if you think about it, okay, you have in the winter, it's usually, you know, it's not called global warming. It's called climate change in the winter, okay? But in the summer, they call it global warming. Did you ever notice that? And again, well-oiled machine, God created, fantastic. Even our... We would never even run out of oil. Why? Because on the contrary to what people have been taught, okay, our oil does not come from dinosaurs, okay? It does not.
What do you mean it's not the fat from the dinosaur eking out for billions of years?
Yeah, I used to tell my kids this. Mom, what are we doing? Well, I got to stop next to the dinosaur and pump some gas. And but it is crazy. You know, the earth creates the oil. Okay. And then of course man refines it, blah 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 blah. Okay. But if people would leave this well oiled machine that God created
alone,
the earth would replenish itself. Is no oil shortage, aka there'd be no gas shortage. It's just
we kind of need CO2, just a little bit of it. You know, it's good for us. You know, we can't live without it, but you know, let's go to net zero because why not? To science.
Again, too critical. You mean that we need that hope? Now who's the scientist?
I know.
Hope Gates.
Let's cut all the trees down. No, we need the bees, so let's mRNA them too. Like, oh my God, what are they doing?
That is one thing I will never, ever in my lifetime kill a bee, okay?
Yeah.
I accidentally killed one time when it crawled up my pant leg and stung me because I didn't know what the heck was going on. And I just, like, crushed it. And when I got home from church, I took down my pants and there's a bee carcass. Oh, my goodness.
There it is. Be turkeys in your pants.
But it crawled up my pant leg. How odd is that? And then, same week, I was taking the trash out of the house to the bigger trash can, and I'll be doggone if a wasp did not swoop down and just sting and sting. He stung my head 7 times.
They're vicious.
Seven times. So I had to make up a little paste of MSG and water, and it took the sting away instantly. That's another thing as far as the show that we're going to continue on Tuesday night. And but I tell you,
yeah, we've got cornstarch.
And that happened all in one week, within a couple of days of each other, and I'd never, ever got even stung by anything except for an ant when I was, or an ant would bite. But, or besides a mosquito, you know, that bites too. So, I'm so confused over all these insects. But yeah, it was a very, very odd week for me. But yes, I will protect bees to the bitter end. And because the fact of life is, people, if we do not have bees, we're going to,
we're going to die.
It's our demise.
We will.
Exactly.
Yep, it is 100%.
And
well, there's not too many around. I don't, like, bee season was, like, I have, like, 6 EpiPens because of walking into the hive when I was a kid. Like, I have the one on hand. I've got, like, 5 minutes. It's that bad, the allergy. Like, I haven't been stung, knock wood. But, like, since I was a kid. Yeah, I used to have to take this banana liquid medicine from, like, April till October when I was a kid, and then they came out with the EpiPens. They're expensive. Like, I mean, it's for life. It's, like, life-threatening, and they're over, what, $100-some now?
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, let's see. Continue talking. I'm going to check this out.
Okay. Yeah, so, but I'm not afraid of them. Like, I used to get notices from the city, you got to cut your front lawn. And I'm like, no, look at all the flowers that the bees are in. Like, see them all there? Look at them. They're having a great old time. Leave them alone. I don't cut my lawn right yet. And that your well-manicured lawn is actually harming the bee. Like, it's the pollination and everything. You're doing damage. Like, yeah, your lawn looks cool, but, you know, see the bees that never come around anymore? Oh, yeah, I wonder why. Yeah. There's no trees. People don't plant trees like they used to. When we were kids, like, every lawn had a tree. Nobody does it. Or they cut them down. Somebody will buy the house new and they cut everything down.
You
I want the big tree to shade in my front window.
You may want to check into this. Yeah. It's an EpiPen alternative that costs just $10.
Okay.
Consumer is from Consumer Report. Let me check this. Oh, that's an alternative too. Dang, wrong one. I know they're quite okay. How much does an EpiPen cost? 2024, right here. An EpiPen costs $650 to $735 per 2 packs.
They're way up.
They are.
The price.
And because that's with, well, generated alternatives cost $100 to $500 per 2 pack without insurance. Okay, that's the alternative one. But when here in the United States, when Trump was in office, he got prices lowered that were doggone actually affordable. And just crazy, because an EpiPen in Trump's era, it was a fraction of the cost. Well, I use these, it's called Ajovy. It's for migraines, because I suffer from migraines really bad. And without insurance, and you do this one of those self-injectors, $800 a month. And I actually need it, because I mean, what's the cheaper price, going to the emergency room and getting treated for hours and hours and hours there and get all sorts of drugs injected in me and stuff like or do this Ajovy? Well, I opted to try the Ajovy, and I just started on it, so I'm only into it for like 3 months, and I do take some migraine medicines on top of it in case my migraines do get too out of control. But it may be that my body still is getting used to the Ajovi. But this is so ridiculous, because without insurance, again, there's no way on God's green earth, I wouldn't even be able to afford those. Well, the $10 one I could afford, okay, but the other alternative pens, EpiPens, are anywhere from generic alternatives cost $100 to $500 per two pack without insurance. So that would be $50 a pen. It could cost you, or it could cost $250 each pen. But like I said, it comes in a pack of two, so you're forced to buy two of them. So it's either at
where does the money come? So you guys pay insurance down there, like, and how much are you paying for your insurance a month?
You know, it
like, is it monthly? Is that how it works, or is it yearly?
Is it different for everybody? Usually monthly. And then it's ridiculous because some insurances, don't cover everything. There's like a copay and stuff like that. So that's more money out of pocket, which is ridiculous. It's like, oh, Lord, just take me today, okay? My kids aren't going to be able to afford me.
It's true. It's true.
I'm ready, Lord. Take me.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm yours for the asking. You know, we don't have socialized medicine. You have socialized medicine, correct?
We do. Yeah. Okay. So we don't have to pay. And if you do, you have to pay, I think $2? Like it's $2 for the copay or something like that up here. That's it. If your prescription, that's what you have to pay if you're on assistance or something. It's for the pharmacy fee, the dispensing fee, which is like $12.99. The way they do it up here, so you have to get like 5 pills, and they'll charge you, like you're only allowed to take 1 pill a day, let's say, and that's the way your doctor orders it. You get charged for the pill and then $12.99 on top of it for each pill because they have to dispense it or count it individually on certain prescriptions. It's quite wild how it works up here.
Money
going out.
So you have...
Yep. But like it all depends on how the prescription... It has to be very... The doctor has to be very careful how he writes it. So if it's like 5 days, but he gives you... Like, let's say 4 refills. So you go in and you got to pay that dispensing fee every single time on top of it. The pharmacies are crazy here.
Okay, so is it an actual person that counts it out, or is it automated by machine?
Well, they have the automated, and then the pharmacist dumps it into a thing and counts them out pill by pill and puts them in a bottle. So it all depends on how the prescription is written. But usually the pharmacist has to count them or just hold them. Yeah, because there has to be a second set of eyes. But now pharmacists can prescribe meds here. You don't even have to go to the doctor for certain things. They can, you got a sore throat here. Let me give you some antibiotics or something. The pharmacist.
Well,
so who's covering for the adverse reactions? Is the pharmacist covered like the doctors are up here?
Now we do have pharmacies that do have nurse practitioners on call, and they're allowed to write certain prescriptions.
Yeah, they
like
can up here too. They just can't write narcotics. Yeah, no narcotics for the nurse practitioners. There's whatever the CIPSO guidelines. I have to read them again what they're allowed to do. But
I want narcotics. I can just go to the border and get them.
It's a free-for-all down there. I'm sure you can just ask somebody coming across. They probably got a backpack full.
At a fraction of the cost, I'm cutting out the middleman, the slinger, so he's not going to be slinging mud dough.
Well, that's another thing. You can't have the money for your border wall, but you can give all that money to NASA to protect space so that you guys can be the world leader of the space program, but you can't secure your border? That's not okay. It's not allowed.
Okay, but think of it this way, Hope. Okay. You have all these illegal aliens crossing into our country, breaking into our homes, basically. And with the government's permission, of course.
Of course.
They just call them uninvited guests, you know. So, well, that's how it is in California. I believe that is the correct terminology of somebody, because you're, okay, this is so friggin' ass insane to me, is it's detrimental to call a burglar a burglar, okay? So I came up with the saying, oh, because they're uninvited guests. because you don't want to hurt the criminal's feelings, Faith. I mean, Hope. Faith.
They okay, I get that.
And, so it's just, it's the mental gymnastics of it all. And, just like they're trying to make it against the law to call a pedophile. So it's MAP, minor attracted persons. And it's like, really? Is a pedophile. If you like a child, that is a pedophile, period.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Or should I say overly like a child. Just like Joe Biden's a pedophile. Okay? He is a pedophile. And it's just so ridiculous. I'm so sick of this bullshit that they're trying to force us into, because I'm not going to be forced into any of this. Okay? You can put me up to a guillotine. You can get me on my knees, and my head will go rolling, rolling, rolling. That head will roll in. And I will proudly be beheaded for our Lord. Proudly. But I am not. I will not bow down these evil entities that are trying to erase God. I will never deny our Lord. And It is so sad. I'm getting a little emotional. You know, it is
money
just,
nor letters behind the name make the human, and that's what happened. We're all going to run on lithium soon? Like, we're just going to have lithium batteries in our head? Like, is this what's actually going
to
happen?
I have to
send you
a video, and thank you for reminding me, because I will be playing the song, but it has a video attached to it, and so
okay.
I want to get this. This is right up your alley. The footage that they added to the song, and it may bring a tear to your eye. Okay, because it's
so
true. And
I have one for you too.
Thank you,
you're welcome. You're welcome.
But it is pure insanity, you know, that these evil people, evil doers, are trying to erase God, and just like you sent us that thing, you sent it to Brian and myself about the God gene. And it is true. They're trying to invade our brain and erase God from our minds, people. And I heard about that many years ago. And it just is, it's mind-boggling to me.
Well, if people are, then they can believe the science and fail the science and don't question the science and just let the scientists run around and create the world around you and take all their concoctions. Like those people would have been burned in the 1600s, okay? Like, there's snake oil salesmen, a lot of, they burned, they don't question the people that burned the women alive and then stole all their, you know, what they did, or they stole from the Native Americans when they got here, all their medicines, and then turned it into synthetic pieces of oil because, well, they had some leftover stuff and they needed something to do with it, so let's make some chemicals and give it to people. Call it medicine.
Right. Right. Oh, another thing is that guess who holds the patent on the healing properties of hemp? Just take a wild guess.
The Rockefellers?
The government.
The Rockefellers?
The government?
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
But my question is, how can they possibly patent on a plant?
Well, they shouldn't be able to. Unless they genetically modified it somewhere along the line.
They can.
If they GMO you, if they change you in any way, they can patent you.
You know what? You have a valid point there. Okay? And you know, with all the hybrid stuff that they're selling at the dispensaries, that it is crazy, crazy, crazy. Like killer gorilla and yellow daffodil or whatever. I don't know the name of this stuff. Okay, but I tell you, that stuff. I could watch somebody take one hit off of a joint and then choke their ass off, and it's like, is that enjoyable to you? Really, truly, is that enjoyable to you?
Well, I can't say anything because, well, I'm like a 40-year pothead. So. But I don't get my stuff from the government, okay?
But
we won't talk about that. Wait a minute. Wait, yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's...
Of course you do.
Of course I do. I'm a good girl.
He's the chief in command. Come on.
But they've hid everything. But see, that's like with hemp, it was because cotton. Because hemp is the clothing and everything, it's better.
Yes.
Like, I mean, it wears better and everything. It's better for outside. They can do so much with it, and would have put the cotton industry out of business. But we can't have that, so let's just hide it. We can't really get to the moon, so let's just hide it. They hide everything
so quickly, and you can thank. Yep. His last name started with an H. He was his name is flashing in right before my eyes when I have it closed, but he was the newspaper man. And it's gonna kill me. He was the one that protested against using hemp, and Herald Examiner is popping up in my brain right now, but it's not Herald Examiner. I'm gonna go crazy here.
I'm not even sure.
Okay.
Are you looking it up?
I'm trying to. okay. I just put in newspaper hemp. So
That's how I search sometimes too.
to pop up. But anyhow, so
no, but you have to, like, when. Oh, go ahead.
Who was that? Patty Hearst.
Patty Hearst. Okay.
Hearst had a newspaper right back in the day.
And so
because of him, that's the reason why they put all the restrictions on him. And I tell you, I've even seen a car made out of hemp before.
I have never seen that. That's a new one for me.
It is so freaking durable, though. You can make houses out of it, like you mentioned, clothing. Yep. And then all the medicinal purposes that they have. And and it is just... it's a very, very Randolph Hearst. And thank you, mind.
There you go. It worked. Woo.
sometimes you do stick with me there. It is crazy though that we have, and I have to blame all this on us because we've allowed it to happen.
Yes.
And
I will agree with that.
Granted, you know, a dumbing down of a society, and that's what they've been doing all along, is dumbing us down. You know, it starts at those indoctrination centers. And then
and getting us to consume, we're like garbage compactors for things. They're buying, you know, things that sparkle or whatever it is that grabs our attention. You need this and you need this product and, you know, these Ziploc bags and throw them away. Well, you can save your milk bags and reuse them too. Just wash them out. They work really well.
Exactly.
You don't need the Ziploc bag. Buy more and more. Don't worry about where the money goes.
Buy, consume, obey.
Yeah.
And
obey.
You know, that's an excellent movie too. But you know, it is crazy that we do that, and it's so much of a status symbol. Okay, I have. Let's see. My car is, how old is my car? Gosh, you know, I really hate having to use. okay, my car is 21 years old. Okay.
I
love my car. A backstory. I had a Honda and my Honda got stolen, okay? So I call up my mechanic. Oh, funny. My car got stolen. By any chance, do you know of anybody that has a car for sale? And of course, I'd call into work and say, hey, can't make it today. It got stolen. And so I go down to my mechanic shop, and here's this beautiful car, just sitting there. And I'm checking it out. And it's a Toyota, okay? My ultimate preferred car is a Dodge, okay? I'm a Mopar girl by heart. And so let me test drive this thing. So I test drive it. And tears are just, my daughter's with me, tears are streaming down my face, right? And I'm going, thank you, God. Thank you for my car. and although I was devastated because, you know, this car is going to cost me, you know, X amount of dollars, but I mean, it was a 100% upgrade, and it was a Toyota as opposed to a Honda. And I'm just still to this day, I will thank God. And this particular Toyota that I have, I tell everybody it's really a Lexus because Toyota makes Lexus. And my trunk even has cup holders. Okay, now I'm thinking, my common sense criminal mind is thinking they're encouraging drinking and driving. Okay. So I don't know if that's the case because I don't drink and drive, but
I just
found it rather odd that your trunk would have cup holders, you know.
Your trunk has cup holders. I don't know. Is that for the people that go in there, you know, unexpectedly, you're having a drink? Let it out in a couple hours.
Yeah, a cop has a drug sniffing dog and he's like sniffing towards the front. I smell vodka, Dad. Vodka, vodka.
Oh, no.
So, it was such an upgrade car, and
oh, that's awesome.
It had no problems with that whatsoever, and it's my Toyota Lexus, and I love it.
I learned on a Toyota Celica, a 5-speed. It was a great car. I loved it. Like, it was in the 80s, but it was a wonderful car. Standard. Yeah, I learned to drive standard. Better than automatic, to be honest with you.
You
can pop the clutch, you can push it and push start it and everything. Like, it's great. Can't do that with these little freaking computer chip ones. You can push start it. No, this freaking thing won't move.
It's even better if you had a Volkswagen because it's so light. You know, you could do one person. That's all it took was to push start your Volkswagen. I love stick shift cars. I love them. Yeah, but unfortunately, mine isn't automatic. But the stick shift cars, I mean, I just the first car that I drove. Now again, my tongue is poison. My heart is here. Okay. I borrowed a car that had a column. Okay, that's where the stick shift basically is on near the steering wheel. Okay, the column of the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And so I borrowed this car when I was I don't know, 14 and a half years old. And, well, somebody should not have left the keys at home, okay? And that's all I have to say. That's all I have to say.
Those were unattended. I was unattended. It's not my fault.
So I was craving a fast food place. So me and my girlfriend drove up to the fast food place. Nothing happened, okay? But
that's good.
That's how I learned how to drive a column was just by observing the person that owned the vehicle. And you know, I didn't grind the gears or anything like that. But you know, those are fun cars to drive too. Anything that is a stick shift is a real fun car to drive. And another real, real fun one was a Volkswagen van. Oh, my gosh. Total complete blast to drive. Love it. I mean, they didn't get up to speed that quickly. But I tell you, it's fun to drive. But anyhow, so we're getting down to the wire. Anything you want to add on to this, stuff about, the moon landing did not. Crazy.
It's crazy. Absolutely. I have to agree.
It is. And I mean, if people actually do some research, because, you got a doggone cell phone, you got a computer right there. Automatically.
Yep.
You have a computer if you have a cell phone.
And you got to go past the first, 10 pages, because all you're going to get is the propaganda that they want you to see. If you want to go in and actually look at the other side, you have to go in.
But depending upon what server you use, too. I do not use Google at all.
No, what? I don't either. No, I'm talking about, a YouTube. If you're going just to regular YouTube and stuff, you got to be mindful what you put in the search bar and then keep going.
Yeah, because I went on to YouTube on my television set and nothing, it would not pop it up for the life of me, but I had it. I had the link in my phone, but I just wanted to view it at a bigger, bigger than my phone. But it worked out fine. So you have everything. You have all this information at your fingertips. Utilize it. Utilize it while you can, because they do have a kill switch, okay? And they will use it. Guaranteed.
Yep.
And
screen record everything. If something interests you, make sure you screen record it on your phone and then save it.
For sure.
That's what I do.
But you do have to be very, very careful, too, of that, because if we have an EMP, your cell phone, the only thing that it may be good for, even if you have it in a Faraday cage, when the EMP happens, and it will survive, because I've made a Faraday cage before. You're not going to have access to the internet, because that's going to be down. Only real lines of communication would be a CB. And you don't have to worry about getting a license for that, because who's going to arrest you? Nobody.
This is true.
Nobody's
going to care.
They still have the towers for CBs up, and CBs will withstand an EMP. That will be pretty much your only form of communication. But that will be, again, we'll talk about that on part two of the show that we did last night. And
survival tips.
When shit hits the fan. So we have less than a minute to go here. Hope, thank you, my dear, for hosting with me. You are, I love you so much, girly.
Thank you. And, you too. It goes both ways.
And so, but thank you again for all your help. And thank you to all the listeners. Without you, there wouldn't be a show. So we greatly appreciate you. God bless you. Be kind humans and have a beautiful tomorrow. Night, everybody.
Have a good night. Goodbye.